Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
In November of 1962, the New York Herald Tribune ran this headline, "Man, it's jazz at the White House." And it was. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy had invited the Paul Winter Sextet to perform the first ever jazz concert at the White House. The racially integrated band was led by Paul Winter, a 23-year-old white saxophone player who had embraced the sounds of Chicago's South Side jazz scene. Today, Paul Winter is best known for the Paul Winter Consort, which blends new age and world music. But 50 years ago, he was a pure jazz man. And not long after that historic performance in the East Room of the White House, his sextet was recording its final album when news came of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And Paul Winter joins us now. And Paul, welcome to Radio Boston. It's great to have you here and great to meet you.
Thank you, Anthony. Likewise.
So as we mark the anniversary of the assassination of JFK, the story of your performance at the White House is so interesting. First of all, tell us who was in the audience that day.
It was part of a series of concerts that Mrs. Kennedy had instituted called Concerts for Young People by Young People. Mm. The audience comprised mostly of children of different embassies from Washington, with quite a large number of press people standing in the back, because sometime right before then, a couple of weeks before then, it was discovered that this would be the first time there was a jazz concert at the White House. I don't think that that was in Mrs. Kennedy's mind when she invited us, but it just happened to be that that was the case.
Well, let's take a listen. Here's your version of the song Toccata, which you performed that day in the East Room of the White House. A great sound, Paul Winter. So this was a big deal. First time ever that a jazz band had performed at the White House, the invitation from the First Lady. How did she respond to the concert?
She, it said later that she had trouble sitting still. She came up to me after the final piece and shook my hand and said, "This was wonderful. We've never had anything like it here before."
Yeah. And where was the president, JFK, that day?
He was down the hall. China had invaded India that morning, so he was busy. We were told that he could hear it, but we didn't get to meet him then.
Interesting. Well, we take it for granted these days that popular artists find their way to the White House, but what did it mean to you back then as a young jazz player in a racially integrated band to be invited to the White House?
We had had this amazing, epic adventure touring Latin America for 6 months, going through 23 countries, playing 160 concerts, and the reception everywhere was overwhelming, even in places where people had never even heard of jazz, or much less seen a saxophone or a set of drums, because in those cultures, people love rhythmic music. So this was an affirmation of that whole journey. It was the first time a student jazz group had been sent out, and that happened because we had won an intercollegiate jazz festival in May of 1961. Mm. And that led to this State Department tour.
It sounded like a great adventure. So you were sort of sent to Latin America almost as cultural ambassadors, but your job was just to play jazz. What was that experience like?
It totally changed our lives. First of all, to go out of this country for the first time ever and experience these other cultures, to be in these countries where there's so much congenial spirit shared among the people, which was very different than the milieu in which we had grown up. It changed our musical lives as well. Mm. Hearing all these different musics in so many countries, and especially in Brazil, at that time it was just when bossa nova was blossoming.
Well, let's listen to some music from the Paul Winter Sextet from that time. This is Saudade de Bahia, which is a Brazilian-flavored piece. And Paul, tell us something about this.
This was composed by Dorival Caymmi, one of the great Brazilian composers who lives in Bahia in the northeast of Brazil. And Saudade means longing, so the title is Longing for Bahia.
So, Paul Winter, let me ask you about how it was such a different time back then. I read that on your way to Latin America, you stopped in Miami. The hotel there wouldn't allow the black members of your sextet to stay with you. What happened?
We simply went to another hotel.
Yeah.
Luckily, we could find one. But that was the reality in many parts of, especially the South, but also in Utah, as we toured after that. And it took a while till that was no longer thorn in our sides as we toured.
Yeah. So after this amazing trip to Latin America, you're invited to the White House. What did it mean to you personally, to your fellow bandmates, to be playing there?
I think we were very much caught up with the ethos of the Kennedy administration and the spirit of optimism and openness. You're 22. Your president is John F. Kennedy. The Peace Corps is beginning. It just looks like the world is opening up and things are going to go in a progressive direction. And so it was a tremendous shock when it suddenly ended.
I understand that after that historic performance at the White House in 1962, your sextet continued to tour, to record, and you made the final album during the week of the assassination, right? And then the Paul Winter Sextet disbands after that.
Right.
Why?
Two reasons. The assassination burst the bubble of the times, of the spirit that we had all been following. And the second reason is that my partner in the group, the trumpet player, Dick Witzel, had decided sometime before that he was going to give up music and go to medical school.
I see.
Whether we'd have kept going anyway, I think we probably would have if the assassination hadn't happened.
Mm.
The picture for jazz, for many of the ideals that we had, just seemed grim at that point. And I was intrigued with the spirit that I had experienced in Brazil of a very different kind of relatedness among the people. And I thought, I really want to explore some other worlds. So I went, in 64, I went to Brazil to live.
And of course, eventually you would set up the Paul Winter Consort, which a lot of people know you for. You blend sort of new age world music. You still play the saxophone, of course. And in fact, here's one of your best known songs called Icarus. Is there a line from the Paul Winter Sextet to the Paul Winter Consort?
Absolutely.
Explain that. I'm really interested to hear about that.
It's the same vision of a musical democracy and of a balance between the composed and the improvised. The instruments are different, but the aesthetic is very much the same.
Let's go out on the Paul Winter Sextet's version of We Shall Overcome. Paul Winter, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing these stories.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That's Paul Winter of the Paul Winter Consort and of the Paul Winter Sextet, which performed the first jazz concert at the White House a year before the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll leave you today with an excerpt of President John F. Kennedy's inaugural speech from January 1961. Have a great weekend.
If a beachhead of cooperation may push back the jungle of suspicion, let both sides join in creating a new endeavor, not a new balance of power, but a new world of law, where the strong are just and the weak secure and the peace preserved. All this will not be finished in the first 100 days, nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin.